The first thing you should know is, I did it. I was up to my neck in bubbles at the time, just a cowgirl relaxing at the end of a long, dusty, and profitable cattle drive, soaking my cares away in a zinc bathtub set in the middle of my hotel room. But my idol would be short. There was the ominous clump of heavy boots in the hallway outside my room, and a sharp knock on the door. I was ready. So when the two men, I had known there would be two, kicked my door open and burst into the room, guns drawn, they found that I had my own six-shooter in hand and them in my sights. I squeezed the trigger, and the wrong man fell down. Irritated at first, I swore. But then shock, even horror, took over as I realized what had really happened. And I leaped out of the tub and ran for the fallen man. "Cut! Cut! For Christ's sakes!" Director Arthur Janeway had exploded from his chair like a pheasant flushed from cover. I ignored him as I hot-footed across the hotel room set on Fortune Motion Pictures Soundstage 3.
"I'm Fernanda Botello. Are you and Vernon friends?" she asked.
Yes, you could say that," I said. "We've worked together a bit."
"But you're not the girlfriend."
"No." She didn't seem to find it odd that I was there, so that was a relief.
"Vernon and his girlfriend, ugh. They make a lot of noise. A lot."
"Like parties?"
She chuckled. "Party of two, maybe. It's a good thing I have an open mind and I'm a woman of the world. Nothing embarrasses me."
"Oh," I said. And then I realized what she meant.
"Oh."
She nodded, happy I'd finally caught her drift. A quick motion caught my eye and the lithe form of Kath Hepburn came into view, dressed in a waiter's jacket and pants, carrying a tray of drinks. It was a favorite prank. I think she liked to see how many party guests never bothered to look at the servants and to startle the ones who did.
"You should see them trying to remember if they said anything juicy that I'd repeat," she once told me.
She loped by me, her tray tilting alarmingly, jerked her chin in the direction of the pool and said,
"There's a live one."
Then she winked and darted off to spill gin rickeys on some poor unsuspecting partygoer. All I saw at first was a sleek dark head moving through the turquoise water. The head turned out to be accompanied by a set of powerful tan shoulders and arms. I watched until he reached the edge, pulled himself out in one graceful motion and looked about for a towel, rivulets of water sparkling and slipping down his flat abdomen, over white trunks and muscular legs. Drying off, he had caught me staring, much like Tarzan had. But his grin didn't say, "Look at me." It said, "I see you."